Pakistan right now is in a constitutional crisis. At the National Assembly, this was going to be the big day where, according to parliamentary norms, according to democratic values, the Prime Minister was going to show his numbers and the opposition was going to show their numbers, saying that they have more people now who oppose Imran Khan and he needs to go. Imran Khan has been hinting towards what he calls an international conspiracy, which has been rejected by the opposition. Pakistan Tehreek-e-Insaf, Imran Khan's party's law minister, also resigned to join ranks with the opposition, and he gave the charge of the law minister to one of his very close aides, who now, when he went to the assembly, invoked Article 5 of the Constitution, saying that the basis of this no confidence vote was a foreign conspiracy, and that needs to be debated. What is very interesting here is the role of Pakistan's very strong military, which the opposition had called that it is favoring Imran Khan. It is the power that brought Imran Khan into his position of power. And now the military seems to have taken a step back. And that is why the opposition was able to break away so many of the people who go for a vote of no confidence. So far, we've seen the military insist that it is going to remain out of politics in Pakistan. It does not favor any side. And it is going to remain neutral. And that is where Imran Khan's party has been crying foul as well, and saying that the military should stand with Imran Khan in the face of this international conspiracy. And we heard just yesterday from Pakistan, military chief, going on the opposite direction of Imran Khan, whereas he's been supporting Russia, he's been trying to mend ties with Russia and going against a tirade against the United States and European allies, where the army chief went out in public, addressed a gathering and said that Pakistan remains allied with the United States and goes with the international community to condemn Russia for its invasion of Ukraine. So all of this playing into what seems to be a wide constitutional crisis. The military's role, again, the military has been saying it wants to stay out of power. And the history of Pakistan is that the military, in a number of coups, has been involved in the politics of power. So it remains to be seen what the military will do. There have been behind-the-scenes calls that have been happening. There are meetings that have been done between leaders of the opposition and military leaders, and meetings between the Prime Minister and the chief of Pakistan's intelligence agency and the army chief. So it remains to be seen what is going to be happening next.